A disgrace to the profession. The world scientists in their own words. On Michael E. Mann, his hockey stick, and their damage to science. Volume 1. Compiled and edited by Mark Stein. Illustrated by Josh. Narrated by Melissa Howes. Published by Stockade Books. All rights reserved. Part 5. Scientist number 19, quote, "It is precip that is the driver," close quote. Professor Tom Wigley's son, Eric. Eric Wigley is the son of Tom Wigley, professorial fellow at the University of Adelaide and former head of the Climatic Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. Mark. If you were at school in the pre-man era, you'll have a vague recollection that before their new eminence as precision tremometers, tree rings were something to do with rainfall. In 2003, Drs. Willie Soon and Sally Balunas of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics published one of the first papers challenging the hockey stick and restoring a medieval warm period warmer than the late 20th century. In public, the hockey team were dismissive of the paper. In private, they were less so. On June 5th, Tom Wigley emailed Mann. Quote, "Mike, well put. By chance, SB03, the Soon and Balunas paper, may have got some of these precip things right, but we don't want to give them any way to claim credit. Also, stationarity is the key. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, my son Eric did a tree ring science fair project using trees behind NCAR. He found that widths correlated with both temp and precip. However, temp and precip also correlate. There is much other evidence that it is precip that is the driver, and that the temp-width correlation arises via the temp-precip correlation. Interestingly, the temp correlations are much more ephemeral. So the complexities conspire to make this linkage non-stationary. I have not seen any papers in the literature demonstrating this, but as you point out, Mike, it is a crucial issue. Tom." Close quote. Mark. So some school kid's science project understood the problem with tremometers, but the self-garlanded Nobel laureate never gave it a thought. Given Mann's usual reaction to criticism, Professor Wigley is lucky the guy didn't go to the school board and have his kid expelled as a Koch-funded denier. Scientists who work with actual trees were as wary as Wigley feels about their new eminence as millennial temperature gauges. One of the ClimateGate emails includes this from Rod Savage, professor of tree physiology and biochemistry at the University of New Brunswick. Quote, "There are bounds to dendrochronology, and the discipline has spilled over way outside of those bounds to the point of absurdity. There is uncertainty associated with estimating an accurate age for even a living tree that you cut down today, and much more when you try to make chronological sense out of pieces of trees of uncertain origin. What troubles me even more than the inexactness attending chronological estimates is how much absolute nonsense, really nothing but imaginative speculation, about the environment of the past is being deduced from tree rings." Close quote. Scientists number 20, quote, "We conclude unequivocally that the evidence for a long-handled hockey stick is lacking in the data," close quote. Dr. Blakely B. McShane, Ph.D., and Dr. Abraham J. Weiner, Ph.D. Blakely B. McShane is Associate Professor of Marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management and a former editor of the Journal of the American Statistical Association. His areas of expertise are data analysis and statistical modeling. Abraham J. Weiner is Professor of Statistics at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School and an expert on probability models. Quote, Mark. In March 2011, Professors McShane and Weiner published in the Annals of Applied Statistics a paper called, quote, "A Statistical Analysis of Multiple Temperature Proxies. Are Reconstructions of Surface Temperatures Over the Last 1,000 Years Reliable?" Their answer was blunt. Quote, "We find that the proxies do not predict temperature significantly better than random series generated independently of temperature. the proxies seem unable to forecast the high levels of and sharp run-up in temperature in the 1990s, thus casting doubt on their ability to predict such phenomena if in fact they occurred several hundred years ago. Research on multi-proxy temperature reconstructions of the Earth's temperature is now entering its second decade. While the literature is large, there has been very little collaboration with university-level professional statisticians. Our paper is an effort to apply some modern statistical methods to these problems. Close quote. And long overdue, their findings. Quote, we conclude unequivocally that the evidence for a long-handled hockey stick where the shaft of the hockey stick extends to the year 1000 AD is lacking in the data. The fundamental problem is that there is a limited amount of proxy data which dates back to 1000 AD. What is available is weakly predictive of global annual temperature. Our backcasting methods, which track quite closely the methods applied most recently in man, 2008, to the same data, are unable to catch the sharp run-up in temperatures recorded in the 1990s. Consequently, the long flat handle of the hockey stick is best understood to be a feature of regression and less a reflection of our knowledge of the truth. Close quote. Mark. While agreeing that the temperatures of the last few decades have been relatively warm, the authors conclude that the number of genuinely independent proxies may be just too small for accurate reconstruction. Quote, climate scientists have greatly underestimated the uncertainty of proxy-based reconstructions and hence have been overconfident in their models. Even proxy-based models with approximately the same amount of reconstructive skill produce strikingly dissimilar historical backcasts. Some of these look like hockey sticks, but most do not. Natural climate variability is not well understood and is probably quite large. It is not clear that the proxies currently used to predict temperature are even predictive of it at the scale of several decades, let alone over many centuries. Close quote. Chapter 3. Man of the Present. The End Justifies the Means. Quote, an article about computational science in a scientific publication is not the scholarship itself. It is merely advertising of the scholarship. The actual scholarship is the complete software development environment and the complete set of instructions which generated the figures. Closed quote. Clairbout's Principle, after John Clairbout, Cecil Green Professor Emeritus of Geophysics at Stanford. Wave Lab and Reproducible Research, Lecture Notes and Statistics, Volume 103, 1995. Here's Mark. As discussed in the previous chapter, the only two things wrong with man's proxy reconstruction are the proxies and the reconstruction. His chosen proxies were unreliable California bristlecones and a couple of highly influential gas-based cedars. The reconstruction is the use he made of them. So if you remove the bristlecones, the hockey stick shape goes away. Where once paleoclimatologists pottered around their own area of expertise working with their own data, man took everybody else's data from everybody else's area and claimed to be able to handle it with a pan-global expertise all his own. But he was engaging in an ambitious statistical exercise for which he was way out of his league, and for which he sought no assistance from actual statisticians, as we'll hear. The healthy reaction to the hockey stick is, wow, how'd he do that? It's not clear anybody did say that, or at any rate, not anyone who mattered at Nature or the IPCC, because the problem with man's reconstruction is very basic. The hockey stick is so called because it divides neatly into two parts, a long, flat handle for the first 9 centuries, followed by a 20th century blade that shoots straight up. The takeaway, the one that man, Al Gore, and the IPCC marketed to such effect, is that the Earth was hotter in the late 20th century than at any time in the previous millennium. But the science underpinning the graph is also made up of two elements, actual recorded temperatures and proxies, or temperatures derived from the aforementioned tree rings. So what matters is how these two elements are spliced together. If, for example, the hockey stick simply used tree rings for the flat handle and temperature readings for the vertical blade, it would perhaps be a bit too crude even for the alarmists. On the other hand, that in turn raises a more obvious question. If tree rings are such a reliable guide to the 11th century and the 13th century and the 16th century, surely they're also accurate for the 20th century. So why not just do a straight tree ring graph of the last millennium? Well, that's because most of the tree ring data used by man only go up to 1980. When asked why these series hadn't been updated, he responded, quote, most reconstructions only extend through about 1980 because the vast majority of tree ring, coral, and ice core records currently available in the public domain do not extend into the most recent decades. While paleoclimatologists are attempting to update many important proxy records to the present, this is a costly and labor-intensive activity, often requiring expensive field campaigns that involve traveling with heavy equipment to difficult-to-reach locations, such as high elevation or remote polar sites. Close quote. Costly? Compared to what, Kyoto? A carbon tax? As Stephen McIntyre responded, quote, think about the billions spent on climate research and then try to explain to me why we need to rely on important records obtained in the 1970s. Far more money has been spent on climate research in the last decade than in the 1970s. Why are we still relying on obsolete proxy data? Close quote. Because as eventually emerged in 2014, when you update the tree rings, the hockey stick collapses, as man knew all along. He folded in the real-world temperature data because, by the mid-20th century, the proxies don't tell the story that man et al. Wanted to sell, and certainly don't produce anything that looks like a hockey stick. From the 1940s on, the tree rings head south and fail to show the late 20th century warming that the thermometers do. So for man, the actual temperatures become more useful than the proxies. The hockey stick thus requires you to believe that A, the tree rings are reliable proxies in the pre-thermometer era. B, they remain reliable in the age of thermometers as long as both the thermometer and the tree ring are going up. C, if the thermometer is going up but the tree ring's going down, then it's the thermometer that's accurate and the tree ring that's junk. This is what became known as the quote-unquote divergence problem, which in turn led to the catchphrase of ClimateGate, hide the decline. I.e., the decline in temperature as determined by tree rings. As Professor Jonathan Jones wrote, quote, hide the decline is not a complicated technical matter on which reasonable people can disagree. It is a straightforward and blatant breach of the fundamental principles of honesty and self-criticism that lie at the heart of all true science. The significance of the divergence problem is immediately obvious, and seeking to hide it is quite simply wrong. The recent public statements by supposed leaders of UK science declaring that hiding the decline is standard scientific practice are on a par with declarations that black is white and up is down. Close quote. And few of those science leaders wanted to address the most basic question. If the tree rings can't read the 1960s correctly, why should we believe what they tell us about the 1560s or the 1260s? Scientist number 21, quote, a case of Michael Mann sticking an apple on the end of a banana, close quote. Dr. Jennifer Marohasi, Ph.D., adjunct research fellow at Central Queensland University Centre for Plant and Water Science, formerly a field researcher in continental Africa and Madagascar, and a scientist for the Government of Queensland. Author of peer-reviewed papers published in the International Journal of Sustainable Development and Planning, Wetland Ecology and Management, Atmospheric Research, Environmental Law, and Management Advances in Atmospheric Sciences, and Human and Ecological Risk Assessment. In 2013, Dr. Marohasi provided a very clear explanation of why she found Mann's famous graph such an unlikely proposition. Quote, my key problem with the hockey stick has always been that the upward spike representing runaway global warming in the 20th century was never of the same stuff as the rest of the chart. That is, the spike is largely based on the instrumental temperature record, i.e. the thermometer record, while the downward trending line that it was grafted onto is based on proxies. in particular estimates of temperature derived from studies of tree rings. It has always for me been a case of Michael Mann comparing apples and oranges, or to put it another way, sticking an apple on the end of a banana. Mark, the banana being the long, gradual 900-year decline with an apple core grafted onto the end and pointing upward as the latter-day spike. But why was man obliged to do this? Dr. Marahasi explains. Quote, the grafting was necessary because the proxy record, i.e. the tree ring record, shows that global temperatures have declined since about 1960. Of course we know that global temperature haven't declined since 1960 or thereabout, so there must be something wrong with the proxy record. This is known as the divergence problem, and it is a problem because if tree rings are not a good indicator of global temperature after 1960, how can they be a good indicator of global temperature prior to 1960? Indeed, there doesn't appear to be a reliable method for reconstructing the last 100 or so years based on the standard techniques used to reconstruct the last 2,000, 4,000, and even 11,000 years of global temperature. So when someone claims the past 10 years have been hotter than the past 11,300 years, as the Australian Broadcasting Commission did recently, there's a good reason to cringe. Mark. This is the hockey stick's double deformity. The shaft used a novel and bizarre formula to remake the past. But if you were to apply the same method to the 20th and 21st century, the result would look nothing like the observed temperature record. In other words, man's reconstruction method can't accurately reconstruct today's climate. So if his method is a flopperoo for telling you what, say, the 1970s were like, why should it be any more reliable for the 1470s? Scientist number 22. Quote, any scientist ought to know that you just can't mix and match proxy and actual data. Yet that's exactly what he did. Close quote. Professor Philip Stott, Ph.D., Professor Emeritus of Biogeography at the University of London School of Oriental and African Studies, co-author of Global Environmental Change and Political Ecology, Science, Myth, and Power, former editor of the Journal of Biogeography, chairman of the Anglo-Thai Society. For his part, Philip Stott eschewed bananas in favor of the traditional apples and oranges. In 2009, in the wake of the ClimateGate emails about Hide the Decline and Mike's Nature Trick, Professor Stott spoke to Britain's Mail on Sunday about the way the World Meteorological Organization hockey stick, co-authored by Mann, truncates the tree rings in 1960, because after that date they cease to be useful to what Mann calls, quote-unquote, the cause. Quote, on the WMO hockey stick graph, his line is abruptly terminated, but the end of the line is obscured by the other lines. Quote, any scientist ought to know that you just can't mix and match proxy and actual data, said Philip Stott. They're apples and oranges, yet that's exactly what he did. Close quote. 5 years earlier, Professor Stott had been among the first scientists to note the hockey stick had been, quote-unquote, unmasked. Quote, the recent temperature spike, known as the hockey stick, has been unmasked as a statistical artifact, while the medieval warm period and the Little Ice Age have been statistically rediscovered. Moreover, their latest research has shown that there has probably been no real warming, except that which is surface-driven. And in Russia, global warming has been likened to Lysenkoism. Mark. Lysenkoism refers to the system of ruthless central control over science by Comrade Lysenko in the Soviet Union, in which the scientific method was perverted to meet political needs. This ideologically settled science led to the starvation of millions. Professor Stott argues that ideologically settled climate science is a form of neocolonialism that will keep 1.6 billion people in the less developed world in lifelong poverty. Given what big climate is asking of us, there is a lot at stake. Yet the same misgivings he had about mixing and matching tree rings and temperature records were privately expressed far closer to home. Mann's Penn State colleague, Professor Richard Alley, quote, The performance of the tree ring paleothermometry is central. Taking the recent instrumental record and tree ring record and joining them yields a dramatic picture, with rather high confidence that recent times are anomalously warm. Taking strictly the tree ring record and omitting the instrumental record yields a less dramatic picture and a lower confidence that the recent temperatures are anomalous. Close quote. Scientist number 23. Quote, the comparison between tree rings from a millennium ago and instrumental records from the last decades does not seem to be justified. This is about icons, not science. Close quote. Dr. Richard Alley, Ph.D., Evan Pugh Professor of Geosciences at Pennsylvania State University, recipient of the Seligman Pristle for his prodigious contribution to our understanding of the stability of the ice sheets and glaciers of Antarctica and Greenland, and of the Louis Agassiz Medal, Chair of the National Research Council on Abrupt Climate Change, Fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, Foreign Member of the Royal Society, and Member of the National Academy of Sciences. Invited to testify on climate change by the U.S. Senate, House of Representatives, and then Vice President Al Gore. Author of peer-reviewed papers published by Nature, Science, and other journals. IPCC lead author. Mark. Dr. Alley, like Mann, is a Penn State climate scientist, and in 2014 shared the Friend of the Planet Award with him. Nevertheless, in March 2006, he wrote to fellow scientists Keith Briffa, Edward Cook, and Jonathan Overpeck about the eminent National Research Council investigation of Mann's stick. He did not expect the NRC to, quote, provide a strong endorsement of the tree ring-based millennial reconstructions, closed quote. Quote, despite assurances from Ed and Keith, I must admit that I still don't get it. The NRC committee is looking at a number of issues, but the one that is most publicly noted is to determine whether and with what confidence we can say that recent temperatures have emerged from the band of natural variability over the last millennium or two. Close quote. Mark. The problem is the post-1960 divergence. The thermometer heads north, but the tree rings head south, which is why they had to, quote-unquote, hide the decline. Quote, unless the divergence problem can be confidently ascribed to some cause that was not active a millennium ago, then the comparison between tree rings from a millennium ago and instrumental records from the last decades does not seem to be justified, and the confidence level in the anomalous nature of the recent warmth is lowered. Close quote. Mark. Dr. Alley dismissed what he called the relative scientific unimportance of the hockey stick. This is about icons, not science. But return to his central point. How can you yoke tree rings to the temperature record as if they're compatible when you know they're not? Quote, if some of the records or some other records, such as Roseanne's new ones, show divergence, then I believe it casts doubt on the use of joined tree ring instrumental records. And I don't believe that I have yet heard why this interpretation is wrong. I'd rather go back to teaching and research and raising money and advising students and all of that, but I'm trying to be helpful. Casting aspersions on Roseanne, on the NRC panel, or on me for that matter, is not going to solve the underlying problem. Regards, Richard. Close quote. From scientist number 24. Quote, the hockey stick is broken. Close quote. Dr. Bo Christensen, Ph.D., climate scientist at the Danish Meteorological Institute, author of peer-reviewed papers in Geophysical Research Letters, the Journal of Climate, the Journal of Geophysical Research, Atmospheres, Advances in Geosciences, Surveys in Geophysics, Journal of the Atmospheric Sciences, Atmospheric Chemistry and Physics, and the Quarterly Journal of the Royal Meteorological Society. Mark. Despite the concerns of even his closest colleagues, by the early years of the century, Mann's mix-and-match model was the principal evidence driving calls for sweeping, unprecedented changes in public policy across the Western world. In 2009, Dr. Christensen published a new paper in the Journal of Climate. On March 2nd, the Danish Meteorological Institute announced that, quote, the hockey stick is broken, close quote. Quote, it has been the icon of what's gone wrong with the climate since pre-industrial times. In the case of the so-called man hockey stick curve, which shows the evolution of the northern hemisphere surface temperature over the past 600 years, a new Danish study breaks the foundations of the curve. Quote, the hockey stick curve does not stand, close quote, says climate researcher Bo Christensen from the Danish Meteorological Institute, and adds, quote, it does not mean that we cancel the man-made greenhouse effect, but the causes have become more nuanced. Popularly, it can be said that the flat piece on the hockey stick is too flat. The earlier part of the reconstructions underestimates the potency of natural climate variations, says Bo Christensen, and adds, in addition, their method contains a large element of randomness. It is the statistical methods which the Danish researchers have looked at more closely. They have tested 7 different reconstructive methods, and all 7 exhibit the same weaknesses. We have therefore encountered a fundamental problem that limits the value of reconstruction studies, says Bo Christensen. Mark. On March 16th, Dr. Christensen wrote to many of the hockey team summarizing his paper's findings. Quote, it is almost impossible to conclude from reconstruction studies that the present period is warmer than any period in the reconstructed period. Close quote. In the paper itself, Dr. Christensen and his colleagues from the Danish Meteorological Institute, Dr. Torben Schmidt and Dr. Peter Thiel, examined multiple Mann reconstructions, Mann et al., 1998, Mann and Rutherford, 2002, Rutherford et al., 2003, Jones and Mann, 2004, Mann et al., 2004, Mann et al., 2005, Rutherford et al., 2005, Mann et al. 2007a, Mann et al. 2007b, as well as other reconstructions. Their conclusion was devastating. Quote, the underestimation of the amplitude of the low-frequency variability demonstrated for all of the 7 methods discouraged the use of reconstructions to estimate the rareness of the recent warming. That this underestimation is found for all the reconstruction methods is rather depressing. Close quote.